What you are about to hear is part of the Podgods Network. If you have a problem with anything you hear, please write it in an email and go fuck yourself. Enjoy the show.
Welcome to the Barker Podcast Collection.
Thank you for downloading, streaming, and listening to It's Not Soccer Podcast, episode
17.
Yes, I am Adam, at Barker Podcast, and you are...
I'm Billy,
at Barlow 66.
Barlow 66!
It's like a fish on a lilo.
66! Barlow 66! It's like an all-American hero. He's Barlow 66!
Nice.
Sounds like you put that on Cartoon Network.
It kind of worked.
Yeah, it's like...
Can imagine yourself being a cartoon character.
Could I?
I could.
You could imagine me.
Mm-hmm.
Would I have a vegetable head?
Is that You'd have a big long head.
Yeah.
Big head like the shape of a bean.
A bean head, right. And you'd be my sidekick with your cabbage head, yeah? Is that what we're saying?
Won't be a sidekick, I'll be your nemesis.
Oh, you'd be the nemesis.
I'm going to get you, Bilo! If it's the last thing I do! What would your powers be? Would you be like a powerful one, or would you be like one of those sort of characters that just go through life doing shit?
Yeah, I guess Johnny Bravo. I'd be a lazy superhero. I wouldn't go and save shit. I'd just be like, right, I've got these powers, but to be honest, I'm just going to chill here and drink beer and bitch about the world. This world can't be saved.
Sounds like an awesome show.
The world can't be saved, man. Fuck it. Let it burn.
Let it burn.
Let it all burn.
What would I be?
What would you be? Yeah. You'd be a cabbage.
Just a cabbage sitting there.
Yep. You'd be my nemesis, but only because
I hate cabbage.
Right. That is the one thing, but if some people cook roast dinners and shit like that, and you get all these, you get vegetables and stuff on your plate. I like carrots, I like broccoli, I love Brussels and parsnips and potatoes and sweet corn and peas and what the fuck's this? Hang on, what is this? This is leaf. You've put leaf. They're saying you've just pulled that. That's weed from the grass. That is what cabbage is. It is, and I bet it tastes the same.
I just get my little face there going, Billy!
Yeah.
It's me, Billy!
Water me!
Why have I got all posh all of a sudden? Water me, Billy!
All bad guys have this sort of posh, sort of, professor sort of accent, do you think?
Yeah.
A professor accent, that's a
professor accent.
Yeah, I'm using very technical.
Hello, I'm a professor.
Yeah.
Because I have an accent.
Mm-hmm.
And a PhD.
And I'm a cabbage.
Pretty huge dialect. So, yeah, it's not a soccer podcast, part of the Barker Podcast Collection. Boom. And the Podgods Network too. Boom.
Boom. Boom.
There you go. I say boom, boom, boom. Let me say Podgods.
Podgods.
Enthusiastic Billy.
Yes.
So yes, it's not soccer. The podcast is a sports comedy podcast, but it's just a podcast. It's a podcast. People listen, people laugh, people throw it away. It's free.
Throw it away.
You can't, it's digital.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you can actually physically hold this podcast in your hand.
You couldn't, because it's in the air. It's like God. It's everywhere.
It is, we're like Mormons.
Yeah, we're everywhere.
Spreading the word.
We are everywhere.
And the love.
There's not much love going about. So.
Not between me and Bill.
No.
A bit of man love.
Maybe, yeah, it's a bromance.
It's a bromance.
Yeah.
We're like, what's that TV? What's that film? I Love You, Man.
Oh, right.
That's me and you, isn't it?
I was going to say Debbie Does Dallas.
Oh, that one as well. Did you just change the genders?
Yeah.
So that'd be Derek Does Dallas.
Derek.
But we've been away for a couple of weeks, Bill.
About a month. It's been a month.
People have been like, where the fuck are you?
Yeah, man.
But everyone knows who I am.
We've been busy since.
I'm on Twitter on Barker Podcast with my other podcasts, you know, like Oldcasts and that.
Adam is on Twitter.
And I'm on Twitter doing the blogs and shit. And people are like, hey, yo, what's going on with this on soccer? No one's asked. A few people have.
How many tweets have you got, Adam?
What do you mean, how many tweets?
How many tweets have you tweeted?
Well, since I started Twitter.
Yes, I didn't mean...
What?
How else could I have worded that for you to get confused and to ask me a question as if to say, what do you mean by how many tweets have I tweeted?
About 28,000?
Yeah, it's pretty close to 30, isn't it?
Yeah? What's wrong with that?
It's a lot. It's a lot of tweets.
Yeah, but a lot of them are, like, just replies to people.
Chatting shit.
A lot of them are, like, links out to people. Yeah.
You talk a lot on Twitter, man. You're very sociable on Twitter. I'm not.
Well,
lazy.
That's the whole point of it, isn't it?
I'm lazy. There's a lot of people in the world. There's too many people.
There's too many people.
Too many fucking people in the world. Yeah. It's not that I don't. You know, I don't mind talking to people, but sometimes I just want to be on my own, man. You know, you get definitely. Do you not feel like that sometimes? I can't be arsed today. I got off the train. Coming back from London on Saturday.
Right? Yeah.
Spoke to my friend Jamie on the Friday night. I was like, so how are you enjoying London? She's like, yeah, it's cool, you know, meeting new people. And I was like, you don't miss it? No. I don't miss Chelmsford? No, not really. She said, you know, there's too many.
Wrong with Chelmsford.
There's a lot of people in, she said, you're always sort of seeing people in Chelmsford that you know, which is, you're always going to bump into people that you know you can say hello to. She said, and I said, you know what? I said, I know where you're coming from. I said, I can't go to Tesco's without bumping into someone. You know, I'm always going to
see where you're going.
You know?
Spectators.
Yeah, get your fucking trolley out of the way, man.
Bumping into people.
Yeah. Pick your baby up. Pick your baby up.
Mr. Bump.
Yeah. Just fucking run over it.
Yeah, look at this space between us and the aisle. I bet he bumped into us. There you go. Told you.
Yeah, well done. So I was like, yeah, I can appreciate that.
Check your balance, man.
And, yes, we had this conversation about bumping into people, right? I got off the train, walked down the stairs. I saw three people walking into the train station that I know. I just put my head down. Carried on walking.
I
could not be bothered to talk.
In Chelmsford,
yeah. I walk out of the train station, walk around a corner, someone else across the road that I know. So I was like, right, okay, just wave. They see us. All right, give us a wave. How you doing? You're right, yeah. Put your head down, carry on walking. Got into the high street, walking through the high street. I probably saw four people on the high street, like people that I don't know. So it was empty, the high street. Then there was someone else that I know. So I put my head down. I was like, I can't be bothered to talk. Yep, got over the bridge, saw my tattooist sitting outside a pub with four other tattooists, and I just sort of looked across. I was like, please don't notice me, because then if we make eye contact, I'm going to come over and talk
to you. A tattooist only allowed to hang around with other tattooists.
They do. I think they do, yeah. It is, yeah. That's why I didn't want to go over there, because I would have been like, who are you?
You've only got one tattoo.
Yeah, don't come talk to me.
Do you know how to do tattooing?
No, I've got two tattoos, but... I don't know how to tattoo. I can draw stick men.
Tattoo are you?
Yes. Tattoo are you?
Tattoo are you?
Yeah. So yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, you're very sociable, and you know, it's quite good when it comes to Twitter and stuff like that. But I'm just sort of like, okay.
But I'm on Twitter chatting to people. But if I see someone out in the street, I don't talk to them.
Yeah.
I see people I know out in the street. I just look at them.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'll talk to you.
Yeah. It's not like I don't want to talk to other people. You know, I've got my friends and my pals and that, and I talk to people that I want to talk to. You know, but, yeah, I'm a little bit lazy when it comes to being so, like, with people, I guess. I'm not such a people person.
I hate people.
It's not that I hate people,
I hate people.
Yeah, I like to go and do my thing, which, you know, isn't too handy when it comes to my job, because I do 75, 80 deliveries a day, and I've got to speak to...
And they're not always the same people. You're seeing new people every day.
Yeah, all the time, man. All the time.
So, Billy, the most unsociable... I need a different job. You're like,
I'm going to get a job in a sorting office.
You're like the most unsociable postman Pat in the world.
Yep.
Postman Pat.
Yep.
Postman
Pat. I just delivered a parcel.
What a cunt.
Don't say hello to me. I don't give a fuck how your day's going, so don't ask me about mine.
Yeah. Just cut the shit.
Yeah.
Cut the shit.
Okay, right, there's people on my route that I can talk to and have a laugh. And, yeah, one of you, Ryan Butters, if you listen to this, because you said you're going to download it.
Who's this person?
This gentleman works in Curry's.
Hey, Curry's.
And he said today, he was like, I'm going to, what's the name of the podcast, and I'll have a look for it. He said he's had a look for it already, but I don't think he did.
No, because if you have a look for it, you'll find it.
Yeah.
We are the only podcast out there called It's Not Soccer Podcast.
I couldn't find it. I said, it's called Not Soccer Podcast. And he wrote it down today. And he probably will. He'll probably have a look. So, yeah, I do talk to some
people. Is he on Twitter?
Laugh. I don't know. I didn't
we'll find out. You can
tweet him a link. I go in, have a little chat about it.
This is how you sell the podcast to people. You go around and talk to people.
Yeah. Not really. I just sort of, they ask me what I'm up to. I'm like, well, I'm doing a podcast tonight. That's what we do.
So yeah, I'm not very sociable.
You don't sound any of those people at all. You sound a little bit of a fucking arse.
Yeah, I could be an arse. I could be a cunt. Fuck him.
You're like, fuck this shit.
Yeah.
So we're back. No thanks to Billy. Why have we been away, Bill? Why have people been wondering where we've been?
Well, we've been trying to. Whenever you want, you could do it. I could.
Live
100 yards away.
100 yards away from my house.
Yeah.
And we managed not to see each other for 3 weeks.
Ever? I don't even see you walking down the road.
And we're not. We're not hermits.
When we was going to do it on that Sunday?
I was walking down the road,
And
I think I saw you coming up Molsham Street and then turn into your road. I think. I saw a car that I thought was your car. I was like, that could be Ed. And I was like, I can't bother talking, put me Ed. No. Cut the shit.
Yeah.
I want to talk to you.
No, I sort of looked up, I was like, I said, bye. It's gone.
On when? That Sunday?
On the Sunday when we were planning to do it.
No, I didn't go out. I was still waiting for you.
You had to go and do, pick Charlotte up. From work.
Okay, maybe it was then.
And I was like, because I went and played I played 3 football matches that day, didn't
I? So Billy's been playing football?
Yeah. So that's what I've been doing, playing football.
Okay,
yeah.
10 minutes in, we actually mentioned sports.
Yeah. We get around to it, after bitching people off and talking about how I don't want to be sociable and other shit. We're now on to...
Sports chat!
Yeah.
So.
Adam.
Sports chat. What? I said so.
So.
Adam.
Yes, you're asking me. I'm asking you back. I'm asking a question with a question.
That's I'm sneaky like that. Yeah. That's how my brain works.
Yeah. So I'm sneaky too. That's why I was like, Adam.
So you want to talk a bit about football?
Yeah, do you want to?
Soccer?
Yeah, of course, man. That's what we're here for.
Break it down, Bill. What's been happening in the world of the English Premier League?
In the Premier League? Well, today is Tuesday.
Well, it doesn't really matter what day it is.
Yes, Tuesday 23rd.
Could be 2014, people.
Manchester United won the league yesterday. 22nd of April. Didn't fuck about. You know, they've got a lot of games left.
And their 20th title.
Is it 20th title?
And the league's only been going for about 25 years?
Premiership, yeah, 92 it started.
Hmm.
Yeah.
25 years.
Yeah, so are you happy that they won it back?
That's not 25 years. It's 21 years.
It did start in 92, didn't it?
I don't know.
We're going to have to review this.
Oh, no!
Pretty sure it was 92.
We don't know what we're talking about.
Don't hold me to it.
I don't care.
If you're listening, go Google it.
Google it. Wikipedia, yeah, that shit.
We ain't going to do that now.
When did the Premier League start? Mm-hmm. Tweet us.
Premier League.
There you go. There's some trivia for people out there. If you want to find out about the Premier League in England, the football, just have a look. When did it start? Was it 92? It may be. Probably was, because 20 years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, so are you happy that United have won it, or you would have liked, other than Tottenham, you know, because United are always going to win it, but, you know, City are the ones close to pushing them. Which one out of the two?
United are my second team.
Yeah.
I like United, because my old man's United support.
Is it?
Brothers more, United support.
They both are, aren't they? It's pretty weird, eh? I suppose you was born around that way.
I was born in the Spurs playground, yeah. Could have played for the Spurs.
Mm-hmm. He was born in a bin. Adam was born in a bin in an alleyway in Edmonton. That's how Adam come about. That's the start of the podcast. That's how this beautiful story started.
Don't piss at me.
Well, I'm just telling the people where you come from, man. People need to know you come from the street.
When I told you that story, you told me that story was beautiful.
Yeah, it is beautiful. That's why I'm telling a beautiful story.
Rising from the bin.
Yeah. That sounds like a rip-off of Batman.
From the bin to the bling. That'd be my autobiography.
That's an LEG autobiography.
From the bing to the bing. Fucking Flavor of Chelmsford, aren't it?
Oh, God, Flavor. Shit. See that motherfucker.
So yeah, Man United winning it. I think that's good. With their 41-year-old Ryan Giggs.
Yep.
He's fucking old.
Not quite. He's 39. But
all right. He's old. He's fucking old.
He is old. That's his 13th. Right. Did you know if Ryan Giggs was a club, right, he would be the third highest winner of the Premier League. 13 times.
Ryan Giggs United.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Would you play for Ryan Giggs?
Matter of like, top league titles, sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, so Man U, 20 times. Liverpool, 18 times.
I don't think
it's
20 times. I think I made that up.
No, Man U, yeah, 20.
That was their 20th title yesterday.
Oh, okay. Not Premier League title, just no, title.
Yeah, sorry, title, yeah. Okay. And then the Liverpool with 18, and then Arsenal with 13, Ryan Giggs with 13, and then it drops down, then it drops down to Everton with 9,
and the Milkman Trophy.
Villa with 7 and stuff
from
like
Tottenham.
That. No, Tottenham weren't. I tell you, they showed top 7 teams, and I was surprised not to see Tottenham on it. They weren't.
We don't win leagues, we win clubs.
Fitting so drop down to 6 or something like that. Sorry, I'm smoking a cigarette right now. Bit of phlegm, bit of phlegm, phlegm.
So what do you think? You're not a fan of Man United, are you? I can tell by the way you talk, talk about them.
No, I am. I'm happy to see them win it. I didn't want to see Man City win it. You know, they spent a lot of... Man U have spent money, but over years, right? So they've built it up, and they've got a lot of fans over the world, so they can fund it, all right? But Man City have just come in with a big owner, same as Chelsea, and I didn't want to see a club that has just been, you know, injected with a big cash sum and then go and win the title. You know, they're buying success, you know, quickly, you know, in a short amount of time. So I was happy to see United do it, and they've done it in style. You know, Van Persie, £24 million has gone and bought them the title.
Good player.
Like I just said about them not buying the title, but they needed a goal scorer.
They invested in him.
Yeah. You know,
as a good player,
goal scorer, and he's smashed it this year. Nice hat trick. See his second goal?
I did. Nice
there you
goal.
Go. I think that sums up his season.
Boom.
Yeah.
So moving from the top of the table.
Yeah.
Who is in trouble?
Reading and QPR play this weekend, right? And whichever one lose gets relegated.
Is that the? Yep. That's how it's going to work.
Yep. Whichever one, you know, if they draw, then they can both still, they've both still got a fight out to the end of the season. But if either of them...
If they draw, I reckon they both get relegated.
Yeah. I think they both should get relegated. I want to see Wigan go down. I want QPR to stay up. It's a London club. Should be Wigan. Reading. Who else can we fuck off? Villa.
Yeah, I don't have Villa.
I'm not a fan. They've got Benteke. He's a great player. But
I want Villa to go down so we can have Benteke in the summer.
Do you reckon he'll go to you?
Yeah.
What, when Bale leaves?
Bale's not going to leave.
If you don't get Champions League, there's a chance.
It's a chance here, go, if we don't get Champions League. But that might not be off his head. That might be because Levy might want to cash in.
I think it's a great time to. So that's a scary thing for Tottenham fans, I think.
But he's also then thinking, if we get Champions League, there's no point going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Stay.
Boo! 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 Is that the terrorist chant?
That's it.
Yeah?
Boo! Boo!
Boo!
Boo!
Boo!
Boo! That's what I was saying, Bill.
Bill!
Bill!
What?
I want QPR to go down because I just want Harry Redknapp to go.
Tried it.
Yeah, so then we can all just laugh at him.
Yeah, the players, right? But the players just, they don't want it enough. They really don't want it enough. They've got a good enough team.
No, because they know at the end of this season they get snapped up by another club.
Yeah, they're still going to get
like Lockie Remy will go Spurs or something. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? He'll go Newcastle.
Yeah.
All them players have already ironed up where they're going to go because their agents are already looking around going, don't worry, you go down, you won't be playing in the Championship because you're too good.
Yep. They've all got clauses, and that was the scary thing about West Ham, that Diarmi. Mm-hmm. We got him to sign a new contract just so we wouldn't have to sell him for $2.5 million because he's worth 10 to 12. I don't think I'm overpricing him, but he's been blinding this year.
He'll be gone somewhere.
I think he will. I don't want to see him go, but
where do you think he'll go though?
It could be Arsenal, it could be Tottenham.
Arsenal.
It could be Liverpool, you know.
He'll be Arsenal.
There's clubs up there.
He's got Arsenal written all over him.
I think he has.
Because he's one of them big, like, they call him a wardrobe player.
The Vieira.
Yeah, he's a big midfield player.
Mm-hmm. He just drives the ball up the pitch, and he's got some skills for a big man.
He's massive.
Really?
I saw him knock someone over the other week. Did he literally
in his car?
Yeah, he just hit and run. That's what the players do nowadays.
He ain't Halle Berry.
What a bitch. But I saw him, he was running past someone, and he literally just fucking ploughed through him.
Yeah?
The player weren't small. Weren't Michael Owen, and when it weren't no one tiny. It was someone big. Brushed him off.
Tall motherfucker.
Like, fuck you, I'm playing rugby pitch. Yeah. Just pick the ball up. We've got to score a touchdown. changing the rules as he goes.
Yeah.
Referee's too scared to say anything. Yeah. Referee's like, just let him do it.
He's too tall. I can't say nothing to him.
Yeah. I'm not going to say anything. Just let him pick the, if he wants to pick the ball up, he can pick the ball up.
No, handball. Not if it's the army, it's not. All right.
I'll let the manager talk to him. And your manager's like, I ain't fucking talk to him. His name's Big Sam. I ain't fucking talk to him.
I've heard he's got a screwdriver in underneath his shin pad.
Fucking bully.
Don't go near him, He'll stab you in the neck. He's a crazy motherfucker.
Fucking hell. That's the Premier League, everyone. That's what happened in the Premier League. People bite people nowadays. What's going on with that?
There's no explanation for it.
Explain.
Well, all it was, right, Luis Suarez has taken a ball into the box and he's gone to take it around Ivanovic, but Ivanovic has just tackled him. All he's done is tackled it. He's the ball, right?
What? So you mean in a football game, somebody tackled somebody?
Tackled him.
No.
Yep. And if that happens, if you get tackled, then I get frustrated. If I get tackled, you say, oh, for fuck's sake. Right, but Luis Suarez has just got a fucking screw loose. So he's got tackled and then Ivanovic is just sort of like standing there like the ball's still in play, like, oh, what's going on here? Suarez just turned and bit him. This is the second time he's done it. He done it for Ajax. I see a replay yesterday and this geezer, I don't know who the other team was, but he's just sort of holding his neck and he said his big red, it's like a love bite. It was up on his neck. How the fuck he get that close?
Been watching too much Twilight.
He's off his head.
Fucking bit him.
Well, like I said, I've got frustrated.
I would have given him more respect if he'd punched him in the face.
Yeah,
because if he'd gone, oh, you fucking bastard, you tackled me and punched him in the face, I would have gone, ha. But he bit him, you're like, when I saw him, I was like, what's he doing?
Is he in play school? Kids do that in play school.
It was a proper fight.
It was.
It wasn't like a little gag. It was a fucking Mike Tyson. I'm going to rip your arm off type of bite. Right in the arm as well. When you saw that in slow motion, Ivanovic's face go, what the fuck is he doing?
He opened his mouth that much. I think he swallowed half of the Anfield crowd. Right, it was huge. And I've been tackled on a football pitch before, right, and I've got annoyed, and me and a bloke on the floor gone to get up, so I've given them a fucking horse bite. I'll grab them on their fucking thigh, I'll give them a fucking horse bite, and I'll squeeze it, and I'm like, you fucking...
Did you do that, George? And then, did you talk about moving your teeth?
Yeah, I do, you know. You've got to do it, you've got to put your fucking teeth into it, right? So I give them a fucking horse bite. I've had people punch me in the bollocks back. Seriously, this bloke did, punched me in the nuts. I've just hit the deck.
Oh, fuck you,
I was like, you fucking horse bite.
Fucking eating ghoulies.
But then, I stood up and the ref come over and I was like, I can't argue. And then the geezer looked at me, I was like, well, I did give you a horse bite.
Yeah, horse bite, punch to the bollocks, all fair, love
it's
and
gotta be done. It's my dad teaches me this stuff.
What?
Yeah, he's like, right, Bill, when you're defending a corner, he said, when you're marking someone, you've got to put them off. He said, get underneath.
Bite them.
Bite them. He'd take my dad and be like, right, stamp on their foot. He's like, well, fucking pinch them under the armpit. He said, fucking grab them by their fucking tit or something. Fucking grab their bollocks.
Give dad's them a like, nipple
yeah,
put twist.
Them, yeah, put them off. My dad taught me all my defending shit, mate. Yeah.
Your dad's never played football in his life. He's a UFC expert.
No, he's bad. I don't even know what the game is, Bill, but if you could gouge his eye out, do it.
No fish hooking, no. Alright?
Yeah.
Don't take it too far.
Alright, now, we're gentlemen on the pitch.
And you're going, Dad, what are you talking about? So, you know, when you get him in the octagon.
Yeah.
Dad, I'm a footballer. Since when?
It's a rectangle.
He's like, fuck, I've been teaching you, UFC fighting skills. Hope you ain't been doing it on the pitch. You're like, nah.
Well, I've been banned for 13 months, Dad.
But I'm a UFC champion of the world.
Look at my belt.
Automatically gave me a belt. Thank you, Bill. There's no need.
Nah.
You would all see that. No. It's a serious matter.
Well, it is, because as soon as you said it, you're like, no, mate, then the image of him biting him come into my head, and it's... there's no explanation for it. And Suarez now, to try and make himself look good, has said, oh, can the Liverpool fining him.
How much?
I don't know, but he has said, can the money be donated to the Hillsborough Fund? And I think, come on, mate.
Bless him.
Well, you know, he should double that and give a bit more. If he's out, you know, I'll give it to the Hillsborough Fund. Why doesn't he just give that money to the Hillsborough Fund anyway?
Yeah, why has he got to go and buy it someone?
Yeah.
Get told off. So then he can say, we'll give it to the people who matter.
Yeah.
Give it to the people that lost people. No one lost people through biting.
Mm-hmm.
So now he's going to think, well, next time, do a bit of charity work, so I'll go and buy it someone.
Yeah.
I need free games off. Yeah,
donate it to the people, that are, you know, lost their homes in the tsunami. Do that, yeah.
Yeah, go and get my fucking donkey punch or something.
I stabbed a bloke outside McDonald's last week, so I'm going to donate money to the RSPCA.
Yeah. Save those poor kittens.
Yeah.
I'm going to stab that tramp up. Yeah. Save those poor kittens.
Quite a violent, moody podcast.
Yeah, isn't it? Fucking, I'm like, whoa, everyone's like, Jesus, don't play football with Billy.
No.
How much more football in you do you reckon you've got?
Another 10 years.
Really?
Yeah.
How old are you now?
29 in a few months.
You reckon you'll be playing football to your nearly 40?
Fuck me. Wayne Petchy's still playing football and he's 39.
No one
if
knows
he is,
who Wayne Petchy is.
You do.
But this is not just a me and you conversation. There are people listening, you know. It's not.
I've told you, we can
turn this shit off and just have a chat.
No, listen. I've told you what I think about people right now. Yeah, all right. I'm not very sociable. Nah. Wayne Pitch, someone I've played football with.
You know everyone. That's what I didn't understand the story at the beginning. You're like, I'm not a very social person. I see all these people I know. I'm like, if you know them, you're obviously sociable.
Well. I used to be, but now that's why I don't go out drinking in Jefferson anymore. But I can't be arsed with it. I can't go in these bars and drink. I hate the music in the bars. I hate the people. Fuck yeah.
I hate everyone.
Yeah.
What happened to the nice Billy?
Not everyone. I don't hate everyone. Alright? Let's get this.
I'm alright.
Let's get this straight. Well, I don't hate everyone, but there's... Yeah. I talk to people that I want to talk to.
Most
you know?
People.
I got a close friend. And I meet up with people that I want to meet up with. Okay? If I haven't seen you for ages, I'm sorry.
That's because I don't like you. I mean, that's what you're going to say. That's what you're trying to say, isn't it?
No, not at all, man. You just, as you get older, but we get grumpy as we get older. You don't. You get chirpier and you get more chatty. Come on, man. Be a real man. Hate people. Hate people.
Start hating
on shit.
Being a hater.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's it, man. there you go. That's what Billy says. Be a hater. But so, yeah, really, so I'm summing up football, the Premier League, which is coming to a close in the next couple of weeks.
We've got four games.
We've got five.
I was going to say five, yes, just four games.
Spurs got five.
You got five. We got four. We're looking good. West Ham, top 10.
Yeah, go for it.
I think we're doing alright. And you know, first season up, we'll lose Andy Carroll, but, and the army, so, we'll probably be 17th next year.
Nah, 16th. Just.
Thanks, Ed.
Just.
Thanks, man.
A bit of positivity there for you, Bill. Yeah. So, yeah. But no, you got, but no,
I don't hate people.
Fucking hate
so much,
I keep doing it. But no, yeah. But nah, yeah.
No. Yeah, but nah.
Yeah, no, we did this yeah, last nah. time. No, we discussed yeah, this nah. last time.
Did we?
Yeah, but nah. But.
Slip of the tongue, man.
Nah, but yeah.
You've got to be careful with a slip of the tongue. Get you in trouble.
Who's going to get Champions League's position? Man City are going to get second. Who's going to get third or fourth? It's out of Tottenham, Chelsea and Arsenal. Everton, I think, have not got it. Ooh. Tick-tock.
I'm going to say Chelsea.
Tick-tock. Right.
Because Chelsea have got a squad to do it.
Still got Europa League, though.
Yeah, but that's it. Yeah, they've got a squad, right? But
yeah,
there's two places you can't call it, right? Arsenal have pulled since they beat Bayern Munich at their own ground. They've got a new lease of life now, and they're looking really good in the Premiership. They've got a lot of results under their belt, and it's the same as happened last year with all this mind to get business. You know, they've really sort of pushed on and tried to get that. Champions League spot.
Arsenal spend fucking 80% of the season playing shit and then decide to play well for the last 20%.
And it does, and it works.
And it works.
It? Mm-hmm.
So next season, Spurs should not play good until February.
Yeah.
Then start playing.
Do the same. Where do you think Arsenal would be if they had Van Persie this year?
Well, I don't know, because I don't think it's just been Van Persie. I think it's been the players around Van Persie which has helped him. It's helped him having players like Cleverley and Giggs and Rooney. And Nanny.
Yeah.
And Anderson. So, I mean, you name all these players that are doing something, Michael Carrick, they're all doing something to help him score goals. If you then look at Arsenal, if you had Van Persie in that team, there's no one there that would help him. So he would have done what he done last year, scored your goals, but I don't think Arsenal would have been anywhere. I don't think they would have been any further than where they are.
But I look at United's team, right, and other than Van Persie right now, a lot of them players wouldn't get into the first team of the rest of the Champions League teams that competed in the Champions League.
But that's the top teams. Beauty of a
they've
team.
They've got a good way of working together. They've got a great winning mentality, and, you know, Alex Ferguson really drums it into them. Carrick, I rate Carrick. I think he's a good player. Valencia, I don't think he's okay, but he's not all that. Ashley Young, he's pretty good. You know, they're not world beaters. I don't think they're world beaters.
What's that geezer's name that batters someone?
Ryan.
Someone has just followed not Soccer Pod as RyanJB83.
Yeah?
Yeah, so I'm going to look up to see whether it's actually him.
I don't know if...
His name Ryan... Ryan what?
Ryan Butters.
Ryan Butters.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I'm going to look him up.
I'll get it tomorrow, so you got a little mention on the podcast.
Yeah, if only because I'm now looking to see what it's actually here.
I'll say that we was talking about you, because we was recording it as you started... It probably ain't even him.
No, it probably ain't. Yeah, it is Ryan Butters.
Let me have a look. Is there a picture?
Yeah.
Let me check this hang handsome on. Fellow out.
What's he look like?
Let's have a little look. Him?
Hey,
Ryan! I'm gonna go find you, motherfucker.
He's only sent two tweets.
Is he?
Yeah, let's read them out. One was on 20th of Feb, and it was to James19 Harris. What is this bollocks? He says, right?
And that's a bit rude, Ryan.
That was in conversation. Is
that's just been said on radio? That is.
Oh, right. It's when he joined on 20th of Feb. Randy, to James19 Harris.
Okay.
Wrote. Here he is. That's it.
Oh,
what is this bollocks?
Yeah, we don't normally do this, Ryan. We don't normally talk, you know, read out people's tweets. We did it once with Facebook. That worked quite well.
I only read out his tweets because he's only got two tweets. Should we follow him back? Let's follow him back, see how excited he gets.
Go follow him back. Right. And I'll go and find him.
All right, so Ryan, if you listen to this, man.
Is that the Not Soccer Podcast?
Yep. Hello. I'm Adam. And you just got mentioned on the Not Soccer Podcast.
Did you just tweet that?
No, I will do later. Okay. I can't put two now. Okay. I think we should have wrapped the show up, though.
Yeah, we should. I was going to say something else.
Oh, no, Billy. Was you?
Fuck people.
Billy's like, fuck this shit. That was anyone. But no, this is the new kind of the way we're going to do the It's on Soccer podcast. We are going to make it a bit more slick.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be shorter, more concise.
Yep.
But still just as funny and entertaining. I can't promise that. I can promise it that it will be shorter. But I can't promise it'll be good.
It'll be shorter.
But yeah,
is that... Are we talking about your penis?
That's always good.
Yeah. But it is short.
Yeah. So yeah. But yeah, so thank you for listening to It's Not Soccer Podcast. We're going to be every week on the Barker Podcast Collection.
Yeah.
If you want us to talk about anything sports related, why don't you tweet us at Not Soccer Pod or Barker Podcast or...
Bilo 66.
Well done, Bill.
Football's on, mate.
So, I hope you've been enjoying. Go and like the Facebook page.
Yeah.
It's the Barker Podcast Collection on Facebook.
Yeah.
And the Not Listening blog collective.
Yeah, go and listen to that.
No, it's just a blog.
You don't listen to the Not Listening.
You don't listen to the Not Listening collective. You read the Not Listening collective by not listening to what people have written when you read it out loud. Something like that.
Oh.
But that's where you can find a lot of the podcasts and a lot of the cool blogs and the posts and the people and the she's not that. Not that, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I know all about that.
But, are you ready to sign out, Bill?
I am.
You ready to say thank you for listening to the It's Not Soccer Podcast, part of the Barker Podcast Collection and the Pod Gods Network in association with Not Listening?
Yeah.
Billy hates people.
Not all of them. You're all right.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Jason Mewes is going to tell you about the Unsocial Network.
The Unsocial Network is a group of high school friends who are now in their early 30s and have finally decided to follow their dreams of making people laugh or grossing them out. Join your host Chris and his revolving cast of not so ready for internet podcasters, Ben, Pete, Matt, Coltrane, Sarah, as they talk unedited and uncensored about all the important things in life, pop culture, current events, and giving their unique take on the latest
pop
viral videos.
Pop and poop culture are covered?
Yes. We'll want to chime in on a topic we are talking about. Play a game with us like Back to the Future trivia, 80s pop culture trivia, or participate in a game of Would You Rather or What If? Well, then join us through Skype. You can download, subscribe, and rate our podcast on iTunes or email us at theunsocialnetwork@hotmail.com.
Listening to Adam and Billy on the It's Not Soccer podcast. If you liked what you just heard, why not visit www.barkerpodcasts.webs.com for more fantastic podcasts in the Barker podcast collection. Boom! Trust me, Adam has created some amazing shows. You don't know what you're missing. I'm sorry. I can't keep that up. Go to the website. It's cute. Have a nice day.